Now you're back with Marcus Lush.
Radio Live, the new voice of talk radio.
After seven, we'll be speaking to someone that's been on the boat. 5-0. Emirates New Zealand has won the Louis Vuitton Cup. We go into the final of the America's Cup. That's going to be in about 2.5 weeks. Meanwhile, an American rebuilding the wreck of a World War II Mosquito bomber plane at Auckland's Ardmore Airport is scouring the world for parts and stumbled across a buried wreck in Canada recently. Jerry Yagan runs the Fighter Factory, a working museum of old fighting planes based at Virginia Beach in the USA. And to talk about the work he's having done in New Zealand, he joins me live from Norfolk, 3 hours south of Washington, D.C. Jerry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marcus. Greetings from the United States.
Yeah, no, it's yesterday there, is it?
Well, yeah, you're right. My calendar's telling me it's Wednesday afternoon. It's about 10 minutes to 3 in the afternoon, and it's a sunny day here, and about 85 degrees Fahrenheit in Virginia.
Now, why are you restoring this plane in New Zealand?
It's one of the best-kept secrets in the world is that the craftsmen and the workmanship in New Zealand is unbelievable. You all have some very talented, can-do type people. I've restored some other airplanes before in New Zealand and have had excellent results. Plus, the exchange rate doesn't hurt either. Though it was a little bit better a year or so ago, it's still pretty good, favorable to the United States.
So have you got a crowd that's been there whole time restoring antique planes? Is that who's working on your plane at Ardmore?
Yeah, at Ardmore there's a group, Avspecs, that are doing the work. They're doing mainly the metal work and the project management. We also have another group, an independent group, managed by Lynn Powell, also in the Ardmore area. And he's doing the woodwork. And as most people know, a Mosquito in the Second World War was made out of wood and plywood. A plane like that today probably would be made out of fiberglass to get the smooth lines.
What sort of wood was used?
The wood originally came from Canada. It was during the Second World War. Aluminum was in great demand, a shortage, and Canada had a lot of trees, a lot of timber. The wood was sent from Canada to England, and British Plywood Company in England put it into stressed sheets of plywood, and they were formed over molds and built into an airplane.
Wow, what a stunning thing. Now, people, you say the Mosquito, will people recognize that plane from anywhere? Where's the iconic shot or the movie of the Mosquito?
There were several Mosquito movies, but they were all made in the 50s and such, and today there's not a flying Mosquito anymore. So they're extremely rare. You'll find a few in some museums scattered around in the Commonwealth countries. There's one in the Air Force Museum in the United States and in the UK. But it's a twin engine. It was either a fighter or a bomber. It had Merlin engines on V-12 Merlin engines on each wing, and that's the same engine that powered the Hurricane and the Spitfire and several of the other famous British airplanes, including the Mustang, the P-51 Mustang that the Americans flew.
So there's none that fly anymore. You're going to get the only one that will fly, is that right?
This will be the first one that's flying, and I assume that after several other collectors see that this has happened and that this airplane is flying, I think you're going to see some other people coming up, maybe taking a trip to New Zealand to see how this airplane was reconstructed down there.
Will you fly this plane in New Zealand before you take it back to Virginia?
Yes, we most certainly will. We're going to try to do the test flying down in New Zealand. New Zealand has a couple air shows each year, one at Wanaka on the South Island, and then another one at Blenheim at Omaka on the South Island. They alternate each year. So depending upon when we're finished with it, we're going to try to maybe fly it there and allow the people in New Zealand to see it. And then we'll containerize it and put it on a ship and send it to the United States.
How did you come across the plane, Jerry? Where was it found? Where did you get hold of it?
This aircraft was originally found in British Columbia. It was on a farmer's field abandoned at the end of the Second World War. There were two of them. And he had used it for parts, hardware parts, for, you know, he'd tell his son, go over and look at the Mosquito and see if you can find a hose about this long or something, and bring it back and put it on the tractor. That was like 50, 60 years ago, and we put it in a container, and we sent it to Auckland, and we've been working on it now for the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, this is tremendous. When do you expect to have this Mosquito in the sky?
I think maybe about another year and a half to 2 years. We're getting very close to being finished. The fuselage is all the way finished. The tail section is finished. The wing, we think, is going to be finished in the next 2 to 3 months. Then it's a matter of assembling it. We're still looking for a lot of little pieces. And if there's anybody in New Zealand that's in your audience that maybe knows of the existence of some mosquito parts, if they could contact Aspects at the Ardmore Airport, maybe the part that they've got in their garage or somewhere hidden away in an attic someplace could end up becoming very important to put it onto a flying airplane.
Okay, were there mosquitoes in New Zealand at all, Jerry? Did they...
Yes, they were, but there were a lot of them that were also flown in the in Europe and in the Pacific that were flown by New Zealand airmen.
Okay, so there could be parts dusty in garages that people get hold of. Aspect, is that what they're called?
Aspects, A-V-S-P-E-C-S, Aspects, and they're in the Ardmore Airport in up there in Auckland.
Oh, well, tons of luck. Look, I think the project sounds fantastic, and I think it's so fantastic you're redoing it here. I hope the Kiwi dollar doesn't go much higher for you, otherwise it's going to be costing you. But I look forward to seeing that plane. 2 years, we'll see it in the sky. Will you be flying it yourself? Are you a pilot?
I'm a pilot, and that's where my interest lies in this. We've rebuilt some other airplanes in New Zealand. We've rebuilt the P-40 Kitty Hawk down there, and that is very, very impressive airplane, and it's here in the United States, and a lot of people marvel about how that this airplane was restored down there in New Zealand.
Good stuff. That's tremendous. Four away from 7G. That's a good way to start your day, isn't it? That screams great story. 0800 Radio Live.
Trying to improve your business productivity, but staff issues holding you back? Skills for Work can help. They provide apprentice management plans, effective workplace assessment, and flexible workplace training. So, for better skilled staff, for keeping your staff motivated, and for a safer workplace, give Skills for Work a call on 0800-2-SKILL. They've got the solution to lift your business productivity from good to great. Phone 0800-2-SKILL. That's 0800-275-455.
Green Acres, New Zealand's leading service company.